It's estimated that there are 1 in 3 homes in Minnesota have elevated levels of radon gas, a sobering statistic because exposure to radon has been linked to lung cancer. Joining us now by phone is Andrew Gilbert. He's the radon outreach coordinator with the Minnesota Department of Health. The EPA estimates that radon exposure causes more than 20,000 deaths annually in the U.S., and the agency has declared January National Radon Awareness Month. So to begin with, can you give us a definition of what radon is and why it is so dangerous?
Well, radon is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless radioactive gas. It actually occurs naturally in soils all throughout Minnesota. It has been shown to be the second leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking and is the leading cause in non-smokers.
I was reading another statistic. It has caused more deaths in 2011 than drunk driving, fires, and carbon monoxide?
That's correct. Radon is very dangerous because of those factors that I listed. It's colorless, odorless, and tasteless, and it's in our home. When we're in our homes, we tend to feel very safe. And so there's this danger right in our home that we're not even aware of. So we don't believe that we're at risk, and by the time we find out, often, unfortunately, it's too late.
How does it get into your home?
Well, radon as a gas tends to rise naturally out of the soil, and that wouldn't really be a problem except for the fact that our homes are built over that soil. So because of this, radon will actually be drawn into the home through cracks in the floor or open sump baskets, joints where the wall meets the floor, or any other openings between the home and the soil. This is even more of a problem in the winter because in Minnesota, we just need to heat our home. So when the heat in our home rises, it eventually escapes, and with it, when it escapes, it brings air with it. The home then needs to make that air up from somewhere, and the easiest place for it to do that is to draw the air up from below the slab of the home. So when it does that, it brings radon right into the home.
Is there any different risk level for an older home versus a newer home with building codes and just general construction?
As of June 2009, all homes built in the state will have what's called a passive radon reduction system. And what this is essentially a pipe that will go from the slab of the home and be routed up through the home and then vented above the roof line. And the idea is that the radon would want to go up into this pipe rather than through the home. In terms of older homes than that, though, we tend to see homes that have been built in the last 20 years may even have higher levels than homes built before that. The reason for that is that they're built a little bit tighter, a little bit more energy efficient. So the air that gets into those homes doesn't escape as easily. So the radon tends to stick around longer.
It's not intermixing with the regular cracks and crevice air that's flowing through a home?
If you have an older, leakier home, it just tends to just get in and get out quicker. And if you have a tighter home, evidence suggests that it just stays around longer because it has nowhere to go.
Well, how do homeowners find out if they're at risk?
Well, because you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, the only way to really know if your home has high levels is to test for it. Testing is really easy and it's affordable. It's often as low as $7, and that's analysis included. Test kits are available through local public health offices, many hardware stores, and direct from radon testing companies. The tests are little devices that you place in the lowest lived-in level of your home, which isn't always the basement. It's anywhere in your home that you're spending several hours every day. The tests take between 3 and 5 days, and they're a pretty accurate determiner of the exposure level during that time.
So if your home doesn't have a family room or area where you are actually living most of the time, then maybe the basement isn't necessarily where you need to be testing?
That's correct. I get a lot of calls and talk to people that place tests, say, in their laundry room in their basement, and that's just not a very great place to test because you're just not spending enough time down there to really warrant a large exposure time. We generally say at least 10 hours a week. So if there's a bedroom in the basement, absolutely, that's where you want to test. But if you're not spending a lot of time down there, then test on your first floor, usually in a family room or a bedroom.
So if they take the test and it comes out that the radon levels are too high, how can they lower them?
Well, high radon levels can be lowered through a process called radon mitigation, which is essentially a system that I kind of touched on before with the new construction. It's a piping system that's routed from below the slab of the home and then up through the home or along the exterior of the home, and then it goes up through the attic, then it's vented above the roof line. Now, a fan on that piping will actively depressurize this pipe and basically turn it into a whole house vacuum cleaner that's going to be sucking on the soil below the slab of the home. So it's going to be drawing up the radon gas and other soil gases that would have otherwise been going into the home, and it's going to be pumping it up through this pipe and then venting it above the roofline of the home.
Now, is this something people in the construction industry are developing a bit of expertise around? They can come in easily and say, I know what you're talking about. Let's get this put in.
We're starting to get to that point, but right now in Minnesota, we actually have about 50 contractors that have passed certification exams to be experts in this particular type of system. The Minnesota Department of Health on our website actually has a list of these contractors in the state, and we highly recommend that anybody who wishes to get a mitigation system installed visit our website, take a look at the contractors, and use somebody from off of that list.
We're talking with Andrew Gilbert. He's the Radon Outreach Coordinator with the Minnesota Department of Health. January is Radon Awareness Month, and all homeowners are urged to test radon levels in their homes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to once again encourage all Minnesotans to test for radon, fix it if they have high levels, and then encourage their friends and family to test as well.
If you'd like more information about radon, it's available on the Minnesota Department of Health's website, health.state.mn.us.